Welcome to another episode of PowerShot Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's PowerShot Point comes from Korach, which is Hebrew for Korah, and it goes from Numbers 16:1 to Numbers 18:32. This Torah portion tells the story of Korah's revolt against Moses and Aaron, the budding of Aaron's rod, and the duties of the priests and Levites. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about how to respond when we are feeling discontent. In the book of Numbers, we read an interesting story about a Levite named Korah who incited a mob against Moses and Aaron. He said they were bad leaders and didn't like the way that they were running things. But when we take a closer look, we discover Korah's real reason for his complaint. Numbers 16. And Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it too small a thing for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do service in the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near him, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you? And would you seek the priesthood also?" Here we see that Moses exposes Korah's real motivation. He was unsatisfied being only a Levite. Korah wanted to be a priest. He wanted Aaron's position. Discontentment was the root of his frustration and his criticisms of Moses and Aaron. We see that discontentment was at the heart of the complaints from Korah's followers as well. They didn't like being in the wilderness. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Numbers 16. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, "We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you must also make yourself a prince over us?" Did you catch that? They referred to Egypt, where they were slaves, as a land flowing with milk and honey. They were so discontent that they became delusional. They lashed out at Moses because they were frustrated with their circumstances. How often have you lashed out and hurt others because you weren't satisfied with your current situation in life? How many times have you unwisely reacted out of frustration? We all get discontent sometimes. It's not wrong to have goals, dreams, and desires, and to work toward achieving them. But we can't allow unfulfilled desires to breed discontentment and frustration within our hearts. So how do we deal with discontentment? One way would be to focus on all of the things you're grateful for. Thank God in all circumstances. Unsatisfied with your job? Thank God that you at least have a job. Feeling discontent in your marriage? Instead of being critical about every little thing you wish was different, focus on all the things you love and appreciate about your spouse, and express that appreciation and gratitude often. Don't allow discontentment to rule your heart and cause you to lash out and make unwise decisions. Trust God and rest in His plan and purpose for your life. He has you right where you are now for a reason. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShot Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.